Essay 42. Every Man's Natural Desire to Be Somebody Else. Samuel McCord Crowther. Several years ago, a young man came to my study with a manuscript which he wished me to criticize. "It is only a little bit of my work," he said modestly, "and it will not take you long to look it over. In fact, it is only the first chapter in which I explain the universe." I suppose that we have all had moments of sudden illumination when it occurred to us that we had explained the universe, and it was so easy for us that we wondered why we had not done it before. Some thought drifted into our mind and filled us with vague forebodings of omniscience. It was not an ordinary thought, which explained only a fragment of existence. It explained everything. It proved one thing, and it proved the opposite just as well. It explained why things are as they are, and if it should turn out that they are not that way at all, it would prove that fact also. In the light of our great thought, chaos seemed rational. Such thoughts usually occur about 4 o'clock in the morning. Having explained the universe, we relapse into satisfied slumber. When, a few hours later, we rise, we wonder what the explanation was. Now and then, however, one of these highly explanatory ideas remains to comfort us in our waking hours. Such a thought is that which I here throw out, and which has doubtless, at some early hour, occurred to most of my readers. It is that every man has a natural desire to be somebody else. This does not explain the universe, but it explains that perplexing part of it which we call human nature. It explains why so many intelligent people who deal skillfully with matters of fact make such a mess of it when they deal with their fellow creatures. It explains why we get on as well as we do with strangers, and why we do not get on better with our friend. It explains why people are so often offended when we say nice things about them, and why it is that when we say harsh things about them, they take it as a compliment. It explains why people marry their opposites and why they live happily ever afterwards. It also explains why some people don't. It explains the meaning of tact and its opposite.